The cure and prevention of disease through the agency of man are evidently part of the divine plan. Our eagerness to advance along the lines of investigation and practice is but that divine plan in action. The truly scientific spirit will neglect no possible curative agent. When scientific men ridicule prayer, they are thinking not of the real thing which is above all possible criticism, but of the feeble and often pathetic groping for the real thing. We ask in our prayers for impossible blessings that would invert the laws of God and change the face of nature. Very well, we must be prepared for disappointment. The attitude of prayer may, indeed, transform our own lives and make possible for us experiences that would otherwise have been impossible. But our pathetic demands, we shall never know how forlorn and weak they are. Prayer is the opening of the heart to the being we call God. It is most natural and reasonable. If we pray in our weakness and blindness for what we may not have, there is, nevertheless, a wonderful recreative effect within us. The comfort and peace of such communion is beyond all else healing and restoring in its influence upon the troubled and anxious mind of man. The poet or the scientist who bows in adoration before the glory of God revealed in nature prays in effect to that God, and his soul is refreshed and renewed. The poor wretch who stands blindfolded before the firing squad, waiting the word that ends the life of a military spy, is near enough to God, and the whispered prayer upon his lips is cure for the wounds that take his life. The best kind of prayer seeks not and asks not for physical relief or benefit, but opens the heart to its Maker, and so receives the cure of peace that is a greater miracle than any yet wrought by man. Under the influence of that cure, the sick are well, and the dead are alive again. With the courage and spirit of such a cure in our lives, we shall inevitably do our utmost to relieve, by any good means, the physical suffering of the world. We shall follow the laws of nature. We shall study them with the utmost care. We shall take nothing for granted, since by less careful steps, we shall miss the divine law and so go astray. The signs of healing will become no chance and irrational thing. We shall use all the natural means to relieve and prevent suffering. There will be no scoring of one set of doctors by another, because all will have one purpose. But more to the point than that, men will discover that health, in its largest sense, consists in living devout and prayerful lives, whereunto shall be revealed in good time all that our finite minds can know and use. There will be no suffering of the body in the old and pitiful sense, for we shall be so much alive that disease and death can no longer claim us.